Hello and welcome back to All My Darlings, where we are reading Harpsong for a Radical, The Life and Times of Eugene Victor Debs by Marguerite Young. This chapter 20 is just one page long, so I'll just read this. Marx's relationship with Heine was a very different kettle of fish from that with Wilhelm Wittling in the long ago, he having been a member of the League of the Just, which, as its members were journeymen, tailors, hatters, shoemakers, bricklayers, had distrusted such high-flown intellectuals as Marx and Engels, with their vast abstractions of thought which were not those of working men. When a student at the University of Berlin, Marx had written to his father, Heinrich Marx, after whom he would one day name the son who was to be the apple of his eye, to tell of his having recently completed a dialogue of about 24 pages entitled Cleanthes, or the starting point and the necessary progress of philosophy. And although the Hegelian wild, rough, craggy music was that of which he knew at this time only the fragments, he was still so young, so untried that he was not yet the bridegroom or the father, he had now, as an energetic wanderer, set out for the main task. The League of the Just, of which the bow-legged tailor Wilhelm Wittling was a member, was a secret, proletarian, largely radical order that had broken away from the original Outlaws League in Paris in order to spread the revolutionary wards in Switzerland and Germany and elsewhere. As Engels was to recall in the history of the Communist League, which grew out of the League of the Just, no one, when looking backward upon Wilhelm Wittling's contribution to communism, could deny what Marx had said in the Paris Vorwärts in 1841 on the merits of guarantees of harmony and freedom, which with its loosely stitched leaves the man with the red cap had then been scattering over the Swiss Alps and other parts of Europe and even in the America, toward which so many coatless tailors and shoeless shoemakers were going if they could find a way. Engels' recollection was of the written praise that Marx had given to Wittling's pioneering work. His memory was that in which, with his tendency to seem a man of withered veins in relation to his gold-veined brother, Marx had worked out the idea that communism was no longer something accidental that could just as well not have occurred. The proletariat could not work out its emancipation without emancipating society as a whole from division into classes and class struggle. Yep, that's a short one. I need to take some time and put those resources in. Because, you know. But yeah, that's good. Anywho, thank you for listening. Very short chapter. I hope you go on and enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks. Bye.